Babe? Hello? I thought you were leaving for the weekend. Did you forget something? Wait, what's that sound? Baby, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Come here, please. Let me hold you. Shh, it's okay. Whatever it is, I'm here now. You're not alone. Hey, why are you trying to pull away from me, babe? Oh my God. You have a knife and your arms. No, there's nothing to apologize for. I'm just shocked. Please, don't move. I'm getting the first aid kit. Hey, can I see your arms, please? Babe, I just want to help you. I promise I'll be gentle. There. That should be okay for now. I'm sorry if it hurt. I'm not the best at this. Now, baby, before I say this, let me just say I'm not angry or upset with you. I don't think we can continue to talk the same way we've been talking for a while. You've clearly been hurting so bad, but I didn't even know. I want to be more involved. And I think we both can agree I deserve to know a little bit more about what's going on. I'm not here to judge you or question your feelings. I'm here to love you. Don't deserve it? Why would you say that? Babe, did something happen at your parents' house? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry more. I know it hurts, but do you want to talk about it with me? You do? Okay, but can I get back to holding you? I want you close to me right now. Now, go at your own pace. I'm here to listen as long as you need me to. I could tell you were so horribly worried about going, but I didn't know what to say or do, or if it was even my place to question it. But clearly something happened. You've never really talked about your family, but one of our friends a while back told me you don't have the best relationship with them. She said what? How could a mother say that to her own son? That she wishes she never had you at all. Oh, baby. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. I can't even imagine how painful that must be. And no one said anything to her? I wish I had come with you. You must have felt so alone. I can't believe that they just let her say that to you. No wonder you came all the way back here so fast, you poor thing. There's no reason for you to feel bad. No dinner reservation is worth staying somewhere where you're treated so poorly, even for a day or two. Honest? Of course you can be honest with me. What's up? You've been cutting for a long time? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, baby. I had no idea. There's more. You cut because you want to commit suicide, but are too afraid to? Don't apologize, baby. You haven't done anything wrong. You're being so strong for me right now. Being vulnerable with me and telling me how you've been feeling isn't easy. Weak? You're absolutely not weak. These are extremely heavy emotions you're feeling, and sharing them is something to be proud of. No. Why would I ever find someone else? Baby, you're funny, kind, so smart, and you're always making my days brighter when I need a little pick-me-up. You are not a burden. Not at all. I want to do this. to be here for you. I know you've avoided opening up to me in the past, but I want you to know I will never judge you for the way you feel. I want you to be honest with me when you're having these dark thoughts, so that I can be there to help you weather the storm a bit, okay? Good. I don't want to hear you talking about yourself like that. I want you, and only you. I know your ex turned talking about your emotions against you and hurt you, but I'll never do that to you. You're not any less of a man because of what your family said, because you're letting me help you, or because you cut yourself. I love you so much, and all I want to do right now is love and accept you. Can I ask when you started having these thoughts? Years ago. I'm so sorry, baby. I feel like I failed you. I don't want to push you when you're feeling like this, but could you help me understand a little more about how you've been feeling? Of course, I don't think using a metaphor or a story to explain is a bad idea at all. It might help me relate or understand a little better, and that's exactly what I want. The banana fish? I can't say I've heard of that story before. What's it about? So, just like the man in the story who sees the fish and decides to end his life, you feel like everything has been setting you off lately and making you feel this way? Baby, I'm sorry. You've been carrying all this weight and I haven't done a thing to help you. You even helped me when I'm feeling low. But even though I picked up on the signs, I still did nothing. How could I ever forgive myself if you had gone through with your thoughts? I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for the hug. I know I'm supposed to be here for you, but I really needed it. Baby, look at me. I love you so, so much. You are not who your parents say you are. You are not a burden or a failure or any of those things. You are a wonderful, caring person who deserves much better than the treatment you give yourself. You're the best boyfriend I could ask for. You stick your neck out for anyone who needs it, no matter what the cost to yourself ends up being. And you're never violent or rude to anyone. There is no way in hell I'm letting you end your life or hurt yourself anymore, okay? I'm here now. We're getting through this together. And it starts with throwing away this knife. Look, I know this hurt a lot. And I know I kind of put you through the ringer by asking you so many questions. But thank you for finally being open with me. Can we snuggle? I don't care that you haven't unpacked yet. I just want to be together right now. Thank you, baby. I love you. Rest your head on my chest and let me take care of you. Baby, I promise from now on you're not alone anymore. I love you, and I'm going to help you every step of the way. Okay? Good. Sweet dreams. I promise I'll be here when you wake up.